All right, let's talk television. There's a show on right now that our friend VJ Boyd is now a part of, formerly of the great show Justified on FX. And he is a TV writer. He is a P1. And one of the great things about Justified is he occasionally put Easter eggs in episodes involving ticket people. Now, we could play for you one of the 50 Justified Easter eggs, but there are so many Easter eggs in his new show involving us here on the show, here at the ticket, that this is like his unbelievable, his crowning achievement. Like, this exceeds what he did on Justified, and it's on NBC now. And what's interesting about that, Dan, is it's a show I'm not terribly familiar with, but because it's on NBC, it still has an audience of like 5 million people an episode, which I guess is obvious. But when you hear about shows on like FX that we like, isn't the number like always like 1.5 million or something like that? Like, this is a super, super popular show by those standards. I don't know how it does in the ratings because it's only 3 episodes into it. And I don't know if it's one of the many shows that lives a short life or whatever. But I would describe it as, and did you watch any of this yet?
Yeah.
I would describe it as kind of their version of 24, even though I've only seen the 3rd episode, and there may be a better explanation in 1 and 2, such as why it's called The Player. There appears to be some gambling element to this that I don't totally understand.
That's great.
Dude, if any of you guys know what it is, I don't know, except the lady who is Chloe on 24, but she's some British lady in this show. It's not the same actress. It's the same character, kind of. She's, like, looking at a screen that calculates odds for the next thing that their version of Jack Bauer is going to do.
Yeah, and I can't figure out whose side Wesley Snipes is on.
And I don't know what Wesley Snipes is doing.
I think we have to watch the first 2 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, we probably need to.
Helped.
All right, but
I jumped right in.
We just jumped to episode 3 because our friend wrote episode 3 and he didn't write the first 2. Okay, fine. I'm intrigued by the show, by the way. It is. It does have that 24 adrenaline to it, and it's you know, it's high tech and it's special ops stuff, but it's
there's a lot of times where he has to like flip somebody's arm and then break it.
Yeah.
There's a real Jack Bauer staple.
Yeah. I think if you like 24, you'd probably like The Player, but I'm totally going on 1 episode that had a lot of us in it, so maybe I'm biased. I don't know. All right, so let's get to some of this audio to explain what us means. No, let's just go right through it. So they're trying to solve a mystery, Dan. And the mystery is, why are all these people dying from the sniper? And what do they all have in common? And somehow they cross-referenced it and found they all went like scuba diving together in Mexico 5 years ago. Okay, here's this.
What if they were just on vacation? What if they just saw something they weren't supposed to see?
Vacation doing what?
Well, the only thing there is to do in that part of Mexico. Stop, there, on the left.
David Minor.
In scuba gear. Keep the other two going. There.
Okay, so now they're going through their database and they find David Minor in scuba gear. Okay, that's interesting. And then people start sending us tweets. Did this show just mention David Minor?
Certainly a coincidence.
Certainly a coincidence, but they spell it the exact same way. What's going on here?
It's not realistic because they pronounce my name correctly.
That's true, too. That's true, too. Then this.
Alex, go now.
I think I found Suarez's next target. It's a Bob Sturm. He was down here with his son.
Okay, I'll get on it. But Alex, you've got hostiles incoming. In 3, 2, 1.
By the way, this cut, and I'm about to play the end of it. This demonstrates the 2 things I'm looking for in a TV show. 1, it mentions me. And then 2, right when the action starts, they roll into some Jane's Addiction. It's really all you need. And then there's Jeeps and there's shooting and there's all sorts of great things.
The music is very loud.
Yeah.
Throughout.
There's a lot of
pumping.
A lot of music, but if you're not sure what to play in your action TV show, always go with Jane's Addiction. Then Wesley Snipes, there's a whole different storyline, but Wesley Snipes is dealing with some computer nerd who's got frizzy hair, whose name is Donovan, which I thought, okay, well, that could be anything. But then we found out what his last name was and what his parents'
name. I could do if I decided that you were worth just a little more effort.
Wait, please. Look, I've thought about this, and if someone were to, like, pull out my toenails or something, I would just talk, okay? I mean, I love Alex, but I got a mom and a dad.
Yes. Mary and Dan McDowell. Lovely people by all appearances.
Oh, God, please.
What did Mr. Kane say to you? And I want to know exactly what he said.
So if I understand right, Donovan McDowell is Dan McDowell's son. Okay? So follow that along if you can.
Awesome.
Let's continue on.
I've still no idea why the Gaza cartel would want Bob Stern dead. As far as I can tell, he's a harmless book editor.
Where is he now?
Cell phone location puts him in his house in West LA. But an hour ago, he booked a flight to Hong Kong, trying to get out of town, it seems.
And no tickets for the rest of the family?
No. Bob's wife passed a couple of months before he and his son went to Los Robles. Still trying to locate the son. I'd hurry, by the way. Stern's flight leaves in 3 hours.
And Suarez will be waiting. Bob won't even make it out the front door.
So apparently I stole from the cartel, Dan, down in Mexico.
Bad decision.
Really bad decision. Now my son's in peril. Tell us more about this son.
My son, he said we shouldn't take it. He said we should leave it there. He's 13 years old and smarter than all of us. And Jake used to look up to me. And after that, he wouldn't even look at me. First... Laura and then Jake. You take people for granted. And then...
Hey. I know.
So, Dan, if I understand this correctly, you have a son named Donovan. I have a son named Jake who resents me.
It's not that far off the truth.
Really not that far off at all.
Super gay.
So, how do I and my son Jake... keep in touch? Well, we don't. We had a falling out.
Okay, I can do that. I've written him down. Ever since he moved out there, they're in a notebook.
None of the numbers Bob had for Jake worked out, so I cross-referenced the text messages sent by Jake's previous numbers, and there, got him. He's at a music festival downtown.
Any chance we can pinpoint him in there?
Okay, so just to be clear here, their technology's pretty amazing. Like, they put three people in a computer and found out they were all scuba diving in Mexico 5 years ago just by cross-referencing them. I don't know what app she's using.
Of course.
But now, somehow she took Jake's old number, found out the numbers he texted to, found their coordinates were all around this music festival, and found out that Jake was probably there because of all the people he used to text are there. Which makes sense, right?
Yes.
Even though he's using a burner now. Let's check back in the B storyline with Wesley Snipes and Mr. McDowell.
Well, now you've seen my face. A precarious position for you, Mr. McDowell.
I swear to God, I won't say a thing. I mean, I don't even know who you are, man.
Precisely. That's why I'm going to tell you who I am.
Wesley Snipes, again, we're not quite sure what his role is in the show. Like, is he helping? Is he hurting? Is he just off on his own? I don't know.
He's getting you to tune in.
Yes, he's Wesley Snipes.
When they promote this show,
but don't you think
Wesley
if you're going to... I kind of wondered, did they consider Wesley Snipes for the Jack Bauer role? But the guy who's doing the Jack Bauer role, very convincing. I just don't know who he is, and he seems to be the second most famous person in the show. But that's just me. Let's get back to me.
Alex, there's no reason for you to be involved. Robert Sturm and his son and the others stole from the cartel. My employer simply wishes to find justice for this theft. And really, it's the principle of the thing.
So in this, Alex, who is the Jack Bauer character, he's chasing Suarez around. And so they actually debate whether you're going to go through with this and try to kill Jake, who's Robert Sturm's son, or not, and then they're actually having a very reasonable discussion on why I have to kill them, and then Alex's counter is, well, if you do try to kill them, then I have to kill you. So as two assassins, wouldn't it just be easier if we went to Starbucks and maybe played some Madden? Like, why do we have to kill? Like, just let him go. Just cartel money from 5 years ago.
Well, it's principal.
Well, he stole from the cartel. It's a principal. So where is Jake? That's really the question we're trying to ask on NBC's The Player. When is the show on, by the way? What night? Tuesday? Wednesday? Something like that?
I'll find it.
It's a day of some sort.
Like, anyone can even know that.
Jake's at
Thursday.
Thursday, I think, at 9.
Thursday night at 9.
Okay. So it's
and it got 4.5 million viewers last week.
What a great spot for it, right?
How to Get Away with Murder on ABC got 7.5 million.
Okay. We're in the mix.
It's working its way up.
We're in the mix. By the way, this episode was called L.A. Takedown, if you want to get it like on iTunes and see all this for yourself, because the next cut and the final cut require a bit of visual aid. They're at a music festival. And the music festival, and I really enjoy this about VJ Boyd's life. He can write stuff, and then suddenly they can, they have people that make a set, Dan, and they make fake shirts, and they make posters at this music festival. And they all say one of two things, because the two bands that are billing this thing are Fake Tiger opening for Ragunk. And they never actually mention Fake Tiger audibly, but you see signs everywhere. But here the British lady mentions Ragunk.
He beat us there. If he gets to Jake, the best is lost.
Try calling Jake to warn him, right?
No answer.
Keep trying. Get the number to his dad at the safe house. Maybe he'll have better luck.
Given their relationship, I wouldn't hold out too much hope.
Yeah, it's his son. We gotta let him try. Hey, Cassandra, when does the concert end?
It's an all-day festival, but based on Jake's music streaming activity, he's there to see the band Ragunk, whose set will be finished in a little over an hour.
Suarez will be waiting. He'll take Jake out the second he steps out of the theater. Or me, if I get anywhere near.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I don't get anywhere near. I'm gonna need a serious rifle.
That I can do.
That I can do. And then they crank more.
So based on his streaming tendencies,
based on your downloads, we have an idea.
You're going to go see the band Ragunk.
We have an idea of what you're into and what time Ragunk takes the stage.
So getting a rifle will be real easy.
Dude, I bet you he has those shirts.
The Ragunk shirts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're sweet, by the way.
Or a poster or something.
There's, so the marquee actually says Fake Tiger and Ragunk. So,
what power.
I don't know what to say, really.
How many other TV shows just are littered with this kind of thing, and that writer's friend set or whatever are all high-fiving each other? Is it must be real common, right?
And evidently, in the television community, they're not too worried about this, because quite clearly, VJ's happy to do it, and, we're happy that he does it. That is insane, dude. That is insane work. VJ Boyd, you did it again. L.A. Takedown. It's The Player. It's Thursday nights at 9.
Yeah, let's get those ratings up.
In this past episode.
Then they won't cancel it. Then we can just see how Sturm does throughout his run.
David Mino. Oh, I think that was it. I think Sturm's out of the mix. I think Mr. McDowell has a chance. Donovan McDowell. Who's a
sidekick. And the band Ragunk is just a band. They could be there again.
They could be a recurring music festival character in the show.
All right. Thanks, VJ.
Thank you, VJ.
It is.